Shalom, Chaverim. Baruch haba l'chol makshivim. This is Dr. Duff Forbes, Rabbi Kehilat HaMashiach B'toch Yisrael. Welcome, my friends, to this program entitled Treasures from Tanakh. My friends, we have paused a little longer over the book of Exodus in order that we might make a fleeting survey of that unique edifice popularly styled the Tabernacle in the Wilderness. And in messages immediately preceding, we have basked in the lucent rays of divine revelation provided respectively by the door in the outer courtyard, the copper altar at the entrance, and the laver within the courtyard. I want you to picture in your mind a rectangular area greater in length than in width, and divided by a beautiful curtain into two compartments. It is now our rich privilege to venture into the first of these two apartments, known as HaKodesh, the Holy Place, to distinguish it from the second area, which was designated Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies. In this first section, three furnishings are found: the golden altar of incense, the golden candlestick, and the table of showbread. Let us spend a few minutes together over the table of showbread. In size, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high, it was made of acacia wood and overlaid with gold. It also possessed a golden border, a hand's breadth in width, surrounding it like a crown, and 4 golden rings were provided close to the border, so that the table could be borne by 4 acacia wood staves overlaid with gold, which fitted through the rings. Have you captured the picture? Even this brief description is sufficient to provide our minds with a reasonable appreciation of the beauty of this eloquent article. You will find fuller details in Exodus chapter 25, verses 23 to 30. Every Shabbat, that is, Sabbath, on this beautiful table were placed 12 newly baked loaves of bread in 2 rows, 6 in each. Between these 2 rows were placed 2 bowls containing pure incense. An ancient Jewish tradition discloses that the loaves were anointed with oil in the middle in the form of a cross. These loaves so remained on the table until the following Sabbath, when they were replaced by fresh bread. The replaced loaves were then eaten by the priest in the holy place, and the incense burned. Come, my friends, explore with me this veritable fairyland of enchanting divine symbolism. Let us begin with the bread. Now, I am at a loss to know from whence we secured our English term, showbread, unless it came to us as a translation of that used by Martin Luther, schaubrot. The original Hebrew expression is, however, quite arresting, for in the sacred scriptures it is known principally by the term lechem panim. Listen carefully to verse 30, in which the designation is employed: V'natata al hashulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid. Now let me give you a literal translation of this sentence. Listen carefully. And you shall set upon the table bread of faces before me continually. At first, this expression, bread of faces, may sound strange upon your ears, but it is similar to a phrase used elsewhere in Scripture regarding a remarkable being known as Malach Panav, the angel of his faces. Here, the term faces denotes the person, the presence of God. And the sentence is translated in Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 9 as the angel of his presence. Now, my friends, with this sure precedent to guide us, we are safe in recognizing Lechem Panim as meaning bread of his presence. In any case, the very Hebrew word Lefanai, translated in English by the word before, is, to be completely literal, to the faces of me. So that basically verse 30 could read, bread of faces to the faces of me. And so agrees Abraham ibn Ezra. Because this bread was to be continually in the holy place, we find it described in Numbers chapter 4 and verse 7 as Lechem Hatamid, continual bread, and in 1 Samuel 21, 4-6, Lechem Kodesh, holy bread. Now gather together these definitions, and we have a divinely granted spiritual revelation which is comforting indeed. The bread of the faces is therefore that manifestation of the personal presence of God to man, which will be to man's soul as bread is to man's body. And please be careful to note that this lechem, this bread, is not abstract, but personal. Not spiritual verities, nor moral precepts, not even Torah, but the very food of his faces. The view of God, personally vouchsafed to man, from which manifestation the beholding and apprehending man will be sustained continually in ordered spiritual life. A table spread with food is ever the symbol of hospitality and the hallmark of invitation. How well you remember the psalm, don't you? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Our great commentator, Rashi, observes that here we have not only a table of wealth and eminence, but by virtue of the crown of gold, a symbol of royalty. What then is the eternal and expressive message of the table of the bread of faces, the table of showbread? Surely this, that the King of the universe has provided a royal table, the wealth and eminence of which is indicated by the fare it holds, and upon which he invites participation by those possessing qualification. And the bread of his presence, anointed with oil, in the form of a cross. What can this mean? Well, we have seen that this bread is not an abstraction, but a presence. The Hebrew verb for anoint is mashach, from whence we derive the Hebrew title Mashiach, the Anointed One, the Messiah. Ancient Jewish tradition regarded the bread of the faces as the symbol of the Messiah. If this eloquent emblem signifies that God is giving us a life-giving view of himself in the person of our Jewish Messiah, do you recognize any Mishkan, tabernacle, background, in the discourse I shall now repeat to you? Here it is. I most solemnly say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the real bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the real bread out of heaven. For the bread that God gives is what comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. Well, my friends, I am sure our study of the bread of faces will put us in full agreement with the declaration I have just quoted. Is it any wonder that those who heard it originally cried, "Give us that bread, tamid, continually, sir"? And what was the answer they received? Well, it may or may not surprise you. Anyway, here is the response. I am the bread that gives life. Whoever comes to me will never get hungry, and whoever believes in me will never get thirsty. I most solemnly say to you, whoever believes in me possesses eternal life. I am the bread that gives life. I am this living bread that has come down out of heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Ah, now we understand why the loaves were anointed with oil in the form of a cross. Yes, it is true. The cross claimed the speaker of those words. You will find them recorded in the 6th chapter of John's Gospel in Habrit Chechadashah, the New Testament. I do suggest you read the discourse in full, for I am sure you will find it very challenging and, if believed, very comforting. It is also consoling that the 12 loaves very clearly point to the 12 tribes of Israel, Joseph and Philo notwithstanding, and we are therefore comforted to know that this divine provision is available freely to every descendant of Jacob. Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai p'navelecha v'hunecha, Yisar Adonai p'navelecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.